WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by ARS of Virginia. We cast our votes for president in November, but the official vote happens today as members of the Electoral College vote.
It used to be that the votes cast by the American people were just meant to advise the Electoral College. Political scientist Quentin Kidd says when the Electoral College was established, the electors are more informed than average people, but that's not the case now.
There's a greater sense that our vote should matter more, and so that's partly the reason why states have bound electors to essentially vote the will of the people.
He says there may be a dozen or so who don't vote the will of the people this year, but that won't be enough to change the outcome of the election. Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Northern Virginia Congressman Don Beyer has called for a delay in today's vote so that the 538 electors can get a briefing on alleged Russian meddling in the election. Now, Beyer says some people have misinterpreted his intention.
We never expected any of the Trump electors are going to vote for Hillary today. Rather, that they might not vote for Donald Trump, may throw it back to the House of Representatives, which is controlled by Republicans. This is not an attempt to elect Hillary Clinton. She already gracefully conceded.
Beyer spoke a few minutes ago here on WMAL's Mornings in the Mall. In Little Rock, Arkansas, a reward's being offered for information leading to the arrest and conviction of the man believed to have shot and killed a three-year-old boy over the weekend.
Police describe it as a road rage incident.
Frightening that you just can be going to a store and somebody think you did something to them.
Police say the child's grandmother was stopped at a stop sign when the driver of a black Chevy Impala pulled up behind, honked his horn, then got out and fired one shot at the car. They say the grandmother didn't notice the child was shot until arriving at a local store. I'm Scott Carr on WMAL and WMAL.com.
President Obama says one of his missions after leaving office will be to develop a new generation of leaders on issues such as climate change, criminal justice reform, and expanding health insurance coverage. In an interview with NPR, Mr. Obama says he wants to ensure that young people working on those issues have whatever resources he can bring to help them rise up. The Redskins are playing Monday Night Football, hosting the Carolina Panthers tonight. Quarterback Kirk Cousins recalls that last year's meeting between these teams didn't go well for the Skins.
I remember we had 5 turnovers, and if we turn the ball over again, we can expect a similar result. So we've got to protect the football, and if we do that, we've got a chance. But if we turn it over, we'll put ourselves in a hole just like we did last year.
Kickoff is set for 8:30 tonight. Now, whether you realize it or not, DC is somewhat of an outlier in its love for football.
Maybe it's like in Green Bay. I think it's this way in Dallas.
Most other places, the baseball team gets the most attention in the city, but not here, says former post-Redskins reporter Richard Justice. How does that happen?
Time and success. George Allen made it a passion here. Joe Gibbs followed up. He's one of the great coaches in the history of the game, and it just became part of the DNA of the city.
Justice is now an MLB.com reporter, and he says the Nats are gaining ground.
You got to win. You got to be interesting, and that's when you have players like Strasburg and you have Harper.
But they still have a ways to go. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 19,843. The NASDAQ at 54.37. Sports, the Cowboys pick up another win, beating Tampa Bay in the late game. The Giants win. The Eagles lose to the Ravens. The Redskins host the Panthers tonight. NBA, the Wizards win. College ball, Howard wins. WMAL News Time 8:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Let me throw something at you.
Rush.
I'm the mayor of Realville. That means I'm a literalist. That also means I am really unique.
Weekdays noon till 3.
Rush.
Another reason why I am where I am here.
On Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Recently, the weather has been mild, but winter is right around the corner and cold, blustery temperatures are coming with it. ARS Rescue Router is here to make sure your system is ready to handle anything winter throws at it. Call now to schedule your heating system check with ARS Rescue Router for only $59. But hurry, this $59 heating system check special is only valid through the end of the year. Call 888-2424-ARS or visit arsofvirginia.com.
Call ARS and Rescue Router.
If you missed it, here's this week's federal benefits lesson from Winter Troxell.
As Washington has its own turnover in administration, I think as we relate to our individual federal employees, they don't know really to the extent that their mission or purpose will change for any particular job. And so I think that they have to be prepared emotionally for some change in direction and some potential pivots.
More lessons every Saturday at 2 p.m. on About Federal Benefits with Winter Troxell or online at wintertroxell.com.
Get your carpets cleaned before the holidays. Book at ZeroResDCMetro.com.
Make sure your vehicle is road ready. Jiffy Lube's signature service oil change provides you with so much more than just an oil change. Jiffy Lube checks vital fluids, tire pressure, lights, and wipers, and even vacuums the interior. No appointment needed. JiffyLubeDC.com.
8:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland on I-95 coming southbound. Most of that heavy volume is not to get onto the outer loop of the Beltway. It's heading onto the inner loop. The crash past the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. That's over to both shoulders, but a lot of activity was going on there. Outer loop, you're slow to check it out. So coming past FedEx Field and around to the BW Parkway with the extra volume. Now, topside, as we come from College Park to Silver Spring. That takes a little bit of that pressure off. Your delays begin at New Hampshire Avenue to George Avenue. 270 in Rockville slowing. Had the crash reported southbound near Montrose Road. Bethesda commuters, heads up, if you're coming from River Road and you take Goldsboro over to Massachusetts Avenue, delays pretty much that length because of the crash at the intersection of Massachusetts Avenue and Goldsboro. Arlington, major backups on 50 Arlington Boulevard. The crash happened on the westbound direction with the overturn between Fillmore Street and Glebe, but it slows each direction. Coming out of Seven Corners, you need extra time. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Running some colder air in now. Rain's done, and so is the wind. The wind will continue to back down through the morning hours. Clouds eventually to some sunshine. Temperatures mid to upper 30s all day. Overnight tonight, decreasing clouds, 25. Colder suburbs. Sunny tomorrow, 42. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 32 in Arlington, 27 in Frederick, 32 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather sponsored by Jiffy Lube. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
At AM 630.
Mornings on the Mall on WMAL. It's 8:07. Brian and Larry have the morning off. I'm Rick Fowler. Mary Walter is with us.
Good morning. How are you?
Proud Jersey girl.
That's right.
Well, the Trump transition, the Trump cabinet picks, causing heartburn among a lot of people, especially probably those people working within the agencies that are going to get new heads.
That's right.
And heads may roll. We're joined by Bob Costa. He's a national political reporter at the Washington Post. And Bob, very helpful during the campaign. He had scoop after scoop over the course of the campaign because he's got some great sources inside Trump world. Bob, it's great to have you with us this morning.
Great to be with you.
All right. We've seen the controversy. We're hearing all of the pushback from those who, you know, have questions about Rex Tillerson, those who have questions about Jeff Sessions. Talk a little bit about the surprise here, the expectations that maybe you had and maybe certain people had, and what's actually happening. In other words, as an example, Mitt Romney spoken of a lot about Secretary of State position David Petraeus, and then at the last minute, Rex Tillerson.
Well, we're seeing an unpredictable Trump transition. And the key question for a lot of Republicans in Capitol Hill, as I speak to them, is they want to make sure Tillerson and Sessions, perhaps the most controversial of Trump's nominees, can get through without becoming a major national issue, some kind of extended debate. And that's why they're doing a lot of legwork right now, especially to get ready for Sessions' questions about his 1980s failed appointment to a federal judiciary post. He was accused of racism back then. And with Tillerson, you have his ties to Putin as head of ExxonMobil. And the Republicans want to make sure that these people can glide through rather than have a rocky experience.
This is Mary Walter. Good morning. Do you honestly think, though, that the Democrats are going to allow that to happen? I think that they are just out for blood, and I think that they will oppose anyone, even if Trump nominated a Democrat for a position. I think that they still would oppose it, that they are just going to be out for blood, and nothing is going to be easy.
I think we're going to see some Democrats certainly out for blood when it comes for Tillerson in session. But some of the others, the military figures like John Kelly, retired general to be head of Department of Homeland Security, and I think you'll see less opposition just because of their background. But the ties to Russia and Sessions' controversial past, those are big targets for Democrats. And Democrats right now are trying to find something to rally behind. And they want to also look at the billionaire nature of Trump's cabinet. There hasn't been a lot of public polling on this, but they want to target people like Wilbur Ross, the nominee for Commerce Secretary, who's very wealthy, and say that Trump isn't really getting the working class a voice.
Well, I wanted to ask you that question. What kind of response are we seeing or hearing or will see and hear from those people that elected Donald Trump? You know, the forgotten people, the working man. And the media is spinning this about the billionaire cabinet and these people in the cabinet who will be out of touch with the very people who elected Donald Trump. What are you hearing?
Well, Trump himself has always been the billionaire who has been able to connect with working class people, people frustrated with Washington. And I know the Trump team isn't worried. They think that their base will see in Trump's picks people who understand wealth, understand business, and can help be an advocate for the frustrated working class. But this is an opening for Democrats. If Trump, if the balance has ever tipped, and Trump is seen as too friendly to Wall Street, that would go against his whole political persona. He was always able to keep the distance from Wall Street, even as running as a billionaire candidate.
Let's face it, the people who elected Trump knew he was a billionaire when they elected him, and it didn't bother them. So, and I think the fact that he is making these people sign a pledge that they will not be allowed to be a lobbyist for 5 years after they leave, I think helps alleviate some of the concerns. They're not in there to make money off the position. They've already made their money. That being said, I just wanted to ask you, we're talking about the team and everything. Earlier in the show, we were talking about hope and what people hope for in the Trump administration. Do you think that people's hopes are maybe a little bit too high, that in the beginning they expect him to come in and things to magically change? Are we in for a little bit of reality?
We are, perhaps, because the art of governing is not as easily painted as the art of campaigning. But I think what most voters I spoke to in areas that used to vote for Obama but then went for Trump is, as much as they want to, quote, drain the swamp and change Washington, most important to them is getting the economy moving. So if the stock market continues to go up and jobs continue to come in, that's going to be really the test of success for Trump. That's why things like Carrier are so important to Trump and his transition team. They want to be seen as active on that front.
Mm-hmm.
So Rick Perry comes in as Secretary of Energy, if he is confirmed. At one point, he wanted to eliminate the Department of Energy. Scott Pruitt, who's coming into EPA, has been in litigation. These are people who may want to dismantle the very agencies that they're coming into head. I mean, what do you see there?
Well, that's part of the reason, my sources on Wall Street tell me, that the markets are responding so favorably to Trump. The companies, the large global corporations, they see in this new administration a willingness to cut regulations, to get rid of bureaucracy, and they see that's good for business. And I think Trump is someone who didn't run as an ideological conservative, but he's given some real red meat to that wing of the party by appointing these kind of people.
Now, you're going to move over and start covering Congress, the Electoral College voting today. I just saw a piece that there is a rumor out there that some of the electors may have already voted in order to avoid any kind of harassment.
It's certainly possible. It looks like Donald Trump is poised to win the Electoral College easily today, that they're not going to be some kind of mass defection of Republican electors. But it's certainly been something that's been stirred up. Democrats have almost begged some of these Republican electors to rethink their vote. But the thing is to remember, all these people who are part of the Electoral College, they're party people, and they're not necessarily swayed by Hollywood celebrities.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We heard the campaign promise about repealing Obamacare. Can you give us a reality check on what that process might really be in the Congress?
Yeah.
Great question. You have Tom Price, the Georgia congressman, coming in as HHS secretary, and his plan is really a series of tax credits. So moving away from the federal Obamacare system to a series where individuals and companies can get federal tax credits and package them in different ways to have their own plan. How that all works is still being kind of hammered out. It's going to need bipartisan buy-in on some fronts to make sure it can get through Congress. But that's the Price model.
But is it a true? So it's not really a true privatization. That, you know, changing it totally back to a privatization. We're going to keep a certain elements, obviously, of a government-run healthcare system. Then.
Well, I think there's an argument to be made there on either side. Some people could say if the federal government is redoing the tax code in some ways to maybe make the tax code smaller and less cumbersome in some respects, but also adding in elements about health care, that it is making it kind of a federal, not a subsidy, but it's a federal program in a way, and it's not totally privatized. And I know a lot of conservatives would rather see it more privatized.
Right, right.
Beyond tax credits or tax deductions, those seem to be the real ways the Republicans think through health care, and of course, buying across state lines and pre-existing
right.
conditions.
Yeah, opening up the markets for competition.
Bob Costa, national political reporter at The Washington Post. We'll be looking forward to your coverage of the Congress in the new administration in the new year. Thank you, Bob.
Thank you.
8:15 WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Rick, we haven't had any change in Arlington. In fact, delays are getting worse on 50 Arlington Boulevard. So listen up, if you come through Seven Corners, you might not want to stick with 50. You might want to take Route 7, head through Bailey's in that area, and then take Columbia Pike. But the story on 50 is this. The overturned car on the westbound, outbound direction of 50 has everything still shut down at Fillmore Street. That's where you're being diverted. If you're coming inbound, have the left lane blocked, and you can see all this activity. So that's why eastbound, the flow of the rush hour is so jammed through that stretch. Beltway and Annandale, uneventful, just a little bit of volume, 66, a little bit lighter than normal, so enjoying that trip. On the top side of the Beltway, from University Boulevard to George Avenue, slow. It's the inner loop where we had the troubles at the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, crash to the shoulder, and in Bethesda, Goldsboro Road, Massachusetts Avenue. Still watch for police at that intersection. Big delays as you come off of River Road. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Sunshine today, high of 37, cloudy overnight, will be down around 25. For tomorrow, sunshine, high to 42, clear tomorrow night, 29 for the low. On Wednesday, mostly sunny, high in the 40s. Thursday will be in the low 50s. It's 33 degrees, 8:17 on WMAL. Mornings on the Mall continues. Brian and Larry off today. I'm Rick Fowler. Mary Walter is with us. And Mary, I don't know if you got into this icy mess over the weekend, but as I came in to do the Saturday morning update, it was 5 and some change on Saturday morning. And when I walked out of the house in D.C., it was one sheet of solid ice.
Yeah, you had said that it was just now. I was at the station on Thursday. I was there Wednesday night to Thursday, and then I left right after the show on Thursday and came back, came up back north because I was in Manhattan on Friday. We did not have that ice. I think the D.C. area, because it's a little bit further south, is usually in that ice band, whereas being further north in New Jersey, we tend to get more snow. It tends to be more snow than it does to be ice. There is nothing worse than driving on black ice. It's terrible. You have no control. You could be the best driver in the world. You literally have no control. And I've been in situations where my car just went round and round and round, and you can't do anything but let go of the wheel and just go, all right, I pray to God I don't kill myself or somebody else. And there was a bad accident, as we all know, in Baltimore with that black ice. The video is amazing.
Yeah, 67 vehicle pileup, a fiery tanker explosion, two people killed on I-95
so
in
sad.
Baltimore on Saturday morning. And it just begs the question of, you know, if you don't have to drive, why would you go out and tackle that? I mean, if I hadn't had to come to work,
right.
There is no way. I mean, my steps, the railing down the steps, the street, the sidewalk, the car, it was just all ice.
Just a sheet, yeah.
So people, when they have to go out, the idea of driving in it to begin with, and then there's always that person that just blows by you when you're in a situation like that, and they're not just not using good judgment on the roads, and that's why these accidents happen. How many accidents happen Saturday morning on the Beltway? You've got to slow down and maintain control.
Well, I think people think that because they have a big SUV, I like to refer to them as urban assault vehicles, because they never go off-road with them. They never go, you know, they're used mainly to drive in suburbia and to pick the kids up from soccer practice. They're not really used to be off-road. We don't use them for that. So I call them urban assault vehicles. People who drive those, I used to drive across New Jersey to go to work for a job that I had, and it would be treacherous. And here I am in my little all-wheel drive vehicle not a big SUV. And I would see SUVs in ditches all over the place because I think people think because I drive an SUV, I don't have to worry. I can tackle this. And you can't. But and you say it every year. If you don't have to go out, don't go out. But everybody thinks that their errand has to be done, that it's important. I have to do it now. I can't wait. And this is what it's sad. 67 cars in that pileup. Sad.
And there was a tragic accident. A Baltimore man and his young son struck by a vehicle after their sled went into a road. They were sledding down a driveway in Carroll County, visiting relatives there, so it wasn't their driveway. And the sled ended up in the road. It was hit by a Jeep Cherokee. And, you know, they're both in the hospital. And just a very tragic accident there. And, again, it's a matter of judgment. And, you know, they were in kind of, I guess, a strange area. They weren't familiar with it.
But the driveway goes into the road. How much do you have to know about the area to know that the driveway goes into the road?
This is true.
I feel badly also for the Jeep driver. Can you imagine you're just driving along and suddenly this sled comes out in front of you? There's nothing you can do. Like you said, it's just a tragic accident. It's terrible.
We're at 8:21. It's Mornings on the Mall on WMAL. And coming up, you may have heard Michelle Obama. There's a clip from her interview with Oprah, which airs tonight, where she talks about her feelings on hope for the future. Interesting comments, prompting a response from Donald Trump, maybe a response that you're not familiar with or haven't heard about, and would be very surprised that Donald Trump responded that way. We're going to have that all for you coming up after the 8:30 news here on WMAL. Stay with us.
Take a listen.
It's a great pleasure to speak to you.
Great to have you with us.
You always make me laugh.
Well, that's good to hear.
Where Washington comes to talk.
I love your show so much.
It's a culmination of 20 years of work. What do you think?
I really love your show, and I feel like we're friends.
Where the people of Washington let their voices be heard.
105.9 FM.
It's fun.
And AM 630.
It's hilarious.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
The holidays, so many presents, so little time. As much as we'd like to, it's impossible to make it to every loved one's Christmas celebration. With my family and friends all over the country, I can't be in two places at once. But with 1-800-Flowers.com, no matter the distance, I can still send my love with a classic Christmas centerpiece. Right now, when you order the classic Christmas centerpiece, you'll get 20% off. That's a hand-designed 1-800-Flowers holiday arrangement for 20% off. The classic Christmas centerpiece is elegantly designed with fresh, crisp blooms of white lilies, red roses, fragrant evergreens, and more, making for a truly one-of-a-kind gift. And 20% off this gorgeous 1-800-Flowers Classic Christmas Centerpiece is an amazing offer that you can't pass up. To order the Classic Christmas Centerpiece and get 20% off, just go to 1-800-Flowers.com on your desktop or mobile device. Click on the radio icon and enter the code Larry. That's 1-800-Flowers.com. Don't forget to click the radio icon and enter the code Larry.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-400-4413. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-400-4413. Again, that's 1-800-400-4413.
Hi, I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch. If you're driving to the mall, turn around. Make it easy on yourself. Give your loved ones what they really want but rarely get. A perfect night's sleep with a set of Boll & Branch sheets. Boll & Branch sheets are made from 100% organic cotton and are incredibly soft and comfortable. And because we only sell online at BollAndBranch.com, they cost less than half of what you'd pay for luxury linens at the store. We take care of everything. Shipping is free, and our sheets arrive beautifully packaged in our signature box. No gift wrapping needed. We have thousands of five-star reviews, and even three U.S. presidents sleep on Boll & Branch. We guarantee you'll love them, too. That's why we let you sleep on our sheets for 30 nights. If you don't, return them and get your money back. Right now, we'll give you $50 off your first set of sheets when you go to BollandBranch.com. Spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. Promo code SLEEP. $50 off at BollandBranch.com. Promo code SLEEP. That's BollandBranch.com. Promo code SLEEP.
Mornings on the Mall, 825 WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Heading in through town, coming off of the 11th Street Bridge and past the 3rd Street Tunnel. Had been a report of an incident there. DDOT saying, not sure if we're finding anything, but definitely see the break in the delays. So be careful if you head westbound freeway after the 3rd Street Tunnel. Arlington, we have a mess on our hands. Overturned car still has everybody closed and detoured westbound 50 Arlington Boulevard at Fillmore Street. Now, if you're coming inbound, eastbound, that's the heavy flow of the rush hour. Really impacted here as you come out of Seven Corners. So rethink your plans here. Arlington Boulevard jammed Seven Corners to get you past Glee Road and Fillmore Street to check out all the activity. And initially, you had at least lost the left lane. Into Bethesda, Goldsboro Road, Massachusetts Avenue, right in that intersection, crews have been dealing with the crash. Watch for Goldsboro delays almost back to River Road. So that's pretty hefty then waiting through that signal light. On the Beltway Bethesda, no problems on the interloop, just some volume. Beltway at the Baltimore-Washington Parkway interloop crash both shoulders. Update brought to you by the Knee and Back Pain Helpline. Do you suffer from knee or back pain? Call now for pain-relieving braces and non-surgical options at little or no cost to you with Medicare or private insurance. Call for free information and free shipping. 800-888-KNEE. That's 800-888-KNEE. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
The wind backing down as well as temperatures. Temperatures coming way down with the clouds mixing in with some sunshine eventually today. We'll stay in the mid-upper 30s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
32 degrees at 827 on WMAL. This is a politically correct Christmas song. It's Mornings on the Mall. I'm Rick Fowler. Mary Walter is here. We're in for Brian and Larry this morning.
Merry Christmas!
You can say that now. Some places, we can say it here, but there are still politically correct people who raise a ruckus about Christmas, and the politically correct are still out there.
Please.
Here's an example. Two parents at a Pennsylvania elementary school reportedly objected to a famous line in Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol.
Bah humbug?
No. Oh. God bless us, everyone.
God bless us.
God bless us.
God bless us, everyone.
Okay, so that was a big enough problem that it led the principal at Centerville Elementary School in East Hempfield Township, Pennsylvania, to cancel the Christmas party.
You know what? Well, first of all, it's a holiday party. This is ridiculous, though, because two parents objected. Were they offended? What are they offended by? This is what I don't understand. No one asks. All you have to do is go, I'm offended. And everybody goes, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. What are they offended by? If you're offended by God bless us, everyone, because you don't believe in God, then in no way can you logically be offended because you don't believe that God exists. So that's like someone saying, may unicorn farts surround you. You don't care because you don't believe in unicorns. It doesn't make any sense.
Merry Christmas, everybody. 828 WMAL, Mornings on the Mall.
A lot of things can create volatility in the stock market. Earnings news, elections, talk of rate hikes. How can we brace against the impact of these events on your financial future? Hi, this is Greg Smith, co-host of WMAL's Wise Investor Show. We manage investments for our clients. We'd be happy to help you plan your investment goals.
Greg Smith and the Wise Investor Group are affiliated with Robert W. Baird & Company. To reach Greg, call 1-866-758-9473 or log on to thewiseinvestorgroup.com and resolve to become a better informed Wise Investor.
May I help you?
We're here from 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
I understand you do commercial work?
Absolutely, ma'am.
I think you may be shocked when you see just how much junk we have.
We work until midnight, 7 days a week, so you never have to take off work to meet us.
Even when we have that much junk, all I have to do is point?
That's a really nice manicure you have.
Thank you.
Would you lift up a finger where I can see it?
It's gone. It's all gone. Just like that.
All you have to do is point. Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
Coming up on WMAL, we'd like to get your thoughts. Michelle Obama coming up tonight with Oprah Winfrey, talking about her loss of hope, losing hope for the future. Well, how about you? Do you have hope for the future? Are you hopeful in the new administration? Call us, 888-630-WMAL, 888-630-9625. That's next on Mornings on the Mall.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Today's vote by the Electoral College will officially put Donald Trump in the White House. But it comes against a backdrop of controversy over how much Russia tried to influence the election.
On NBC's Meet the Press, Clinton campaign chair John Podesta, whose emails were hacked and released slowly leading up to Election Day, saying the nation should be alarmed.
A foreign adversary directly intervened into our democratic institution and tried to tilt the election to Donald Trump.
On CBS's Face the Nation, Trump campaign manager Kellyanne Conway.
What President-elect Trump said is ridiculous is this idea that it was meant to help him become president of the United States. There is no evidence of that.
Bob Costantini, Washington.
A fire early this morning destroyed the clubhouse at the District Yacht Club in Southeast Washington. Firefighters say the clubhouse was fully engulfed when they arrived, but they were able to keep the fire from spreading to nearby boats. There's been a stabbing at Metro's Dunloring station this morning, and police think the suspect may have gotten away simply by hopping on the train. The victim's injuries are said to be non-life-threatening. Your friends and family in the Midwest are going through more bitterly cold weather today, says meteorologist Jennifer Gray.
We will continue to have this very frigid air in place for the next day or two. Good news is, though, it does move out. Temperatures should warm up quite a bit by the middle part of the week.
There's also a forecast of more freezing rain today in the Northeast, including Boston, New York, and perhaps Philadelphia. Hollywood is mourning the loss of another icon. 99-year-old Zsa Zsa Gabor died yesterday in L.A. after a heart attack, that according to her ninth and final husband, Frederick von Anhalt. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 19,843, the NASDAQ at 54,37. Sports, the Wizards win their third straight. College basketball, Howard wins. NFL, the Giants win. The Eagles lose to the Ravens. The Cowboys win the late game. And the Redskins are set to host Carolina tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Larry O'Connor here, and my friends, realtors Debbie and Sarah Reynolds of the Reynolds team with Keller Williams are knocking it out of the park for their home sellers. Listen to this. I love these great stories from happy people like Mark and Cynthia. They had their home listed with another agent for 90 days and it didn't sell. They fired that agent and decided to call the Reynolds team. Smart move. Debbie and Sarah came in and sold their home fast for top dollar. This is easy. When Sarah and Debbie get your home in their inventory and they do their magic with their thousands of ready home buyers in their exclusive database, it simply works for your benefit. The Reynolds are so confident they can sell your home that if the home doesn't sell, they'll buy it at a price acceptable to both of you. Guaranteed. Call Debbie and Sarah Reynolds now and get packing. Call direct at 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. Hey, it's Larry O'Connor for EMP 180 Weight Loss. And well, it's time. Time for me to get on a plan. You know, I'm 6'1". At my highest a couple of months ago, I was almost 250 pounds. I need a plan. This is going to be the last year that losing weight will be on my New Year's resolutions. I joined EMP 180 Weight Loss. I did my research. I vetted them. I sat down with them and I talked. They talked. I listened. They listened. EMP 180 Weight Loss weighed me in, did my body composition. EMP 180 Weight Loss is short for Empower. Change your life, mind, habits, and health. EMP 180 Weight Loss. If you have weight to lose, I'm urging you to do what I'm doing. Call EMP 180 Weight Loss. Get it on your calendar and start the biggest change of your life today. EMP180weightloss.com. That's EMP180weightloss.com. Change your life, mind, habits, and health. EMP180weightloss.com or call 703-992-0620 to schedule your consultation today.
Everybody has dreams. Fulfilling career, a happy home, and a checked-off bucket list. A scrapbook filled with memories of a life well-lived. With an affordable quality education from University of Maryland University College, you can turn your dreams into reality. UMUC offers programs for in-demand fields, such as business, cybersecurity, IT, healthcare, and more, taught by respected faculty practicing in the field. Online and on-site at more than 20 locations in the D.C. metro area. University of Maryland University College gives you the flexibility your schedule demands while saving you time and money with credits earned from prior college, work, and military experience. For all you want, it has to be UMUC.
Our next undergraduate session starts January 9th. Our advisors can help you develop an affordable plan as you earn a respected degree from an accredited state university. Get started fulfilling your dreams. Visit umuc.edu/radio. That's umuc.edu/radio.
35 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Arlington, one of our biggest stories of the morning commute. If you can, avoid 50 Arlington Boulevard. The crash happened coming westbound after Fillmore Street. The car overturned. A lot going on still, and they have everybody westbound diverted at Fillmore Street. If you're coming eastbound out of Seven Corners, extra volume for sure. And when you get to the scene of the crash, initially they had the left side blocked. Looks like lanes have been reopened, albeit very slow. 395. Once you get through Landmark, pretty decent trip, really. Cross the 14th Street Bridge. Looks pretty fantastic. DC 295 slows each direction toward East Capitol Street, around the Maryland Beltway through Green Belt, trying to get past the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. That's where we have delays. The crash happened on the inner loop, but off to both shoulders, so everybody can see it. And in Bethesda, another big story has been the intersection of Goldsboro Road and Massachusetts Avenue. Scene of the crash. So if you're coming off of River Road, Goldsboro Road is going to take extra time. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Much colder air now settling in. Gusty winds now backing down. Still northwesterly, 10 to 15 miles per hour today. The overcast mixes in with some sunshine. Probably make it back to 37. Most of us just holding in the mid to upper 30s all day. 25 tonight, outside the Beltway colder. Tuesday, sunny, 42. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 29 in Warrenton, 30 in La Plata, 31 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630. WMAL.
Where Washington comes to top. WMAL Mornings on the Mall. Brian and Larry vacationing today. I'm Rick Fowler alongside Mary Walter. Good morning.
Good. Well, I'm dancing. This is great music. I've had about four cups of coffee, so.
Mike always picks really good tunes. So, Michelle Obama, interviewed by Oprah Winfrey. The full interview airs tonight on CBS, but an excerpt was released on Friday.
Right.
It's made headlines over the weekend, and Donald Trump responded. So, first off, let us hear what Michelle Obama said to Oprah that raised eyebrows.
Now we're feeling what not having hope feels like, you know. Hope is necessary. It's a necessary concept. And Barack didn't just talk about hope because he thought it was just a nice slogan to get votes.
Here's the thing, is I think he did talk about hope because he thought it was a nice slogan to get votes. I'm that cynical.
I think so, too. I agree. So that's Michelle Obama. Donald Trump, out at a rally on Friday, responds to Michelle Obama.
Michelle Obama said yesterday that there's no hope. But I assume she was talking about the past, not the future, because I'm telling you, we have tremendous hope, and we have tremendous promise and tremendous potential. We are going to be so successful as a country again. We are going to be amazing.
Now, this is going to be hope and real change. This is some serious change coming in the new administration. So that's Donald Trump's first line of his response. And again, you could hear the crowd. So he's up in front of one of his crowds. And we know sometimes he can stray off the teleprompter in front of the crowd. But he continued on. And I just found this to be an interesting assessment of Michelle Obama's comments from Donald Trump.
I actually think she made that statement not meaning it the way it came out. I really do, because I met with President Obama and Michelle Obama in the White House. My wife was there. She could not have been nicer. I honestly believe she meant that statement in a different way than it came out, because I believe there is tremendous hope, and beyond hope, we have such potential.
So he took the high road.
So gracious. Gracious and classy.
So, we've asked the question, do you have hope in 2017? In other words, 46% of America voted for Donald Trump. 46% of Americans may have hope. Beth is in Waterford. Beth, how do you feel about it?
Well, honestly, this is the first time in 8 years that I have felt any kind of hope. My husband and I talked about, over the last 8 years, a countdown until when Obama was out of office.
Mm-hmm.
And when Trump got elected, I fell asleep. I woke up and it said, Trump wins. And I froze the TV so my husband would wake up and see it. It's just ridiculous how they think so highly of themselves that the country's going to go to hell in a handbasket because they're not leading.
You know, you're right. You're 100% right. It's so interesting that, but it's part of the liberal mindset that, you know, they know better than everybody else.
Beth, thank you. 888-630 WMAL, 888-630-9625. Are you feeling hope? Maybe you're not feeling hope. Maybe you agree with Michelle Obama. Let us know. 888-630 WMAL. Rick, you are on WMAL.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I voted for Trump in hopes of derailing the future for which Michelle hoped.
There you go. There you go.
Succinct.
I agree with you 100%. And actually, Rick, I don't know if you heard this, but we have this cut. Mike, you have this cut ready of Donald Trump in Hershey, Pennsylvania, when he was going on his thank you tour. I would just want you to hear what he said that just, I think, Americans have wanted to hear for 4 years.
My message tonight is for all Americans, from all parties, all beliefs, all walks of life. Whether you are African American, Hispanic American, or Asian American, or whatever the hell you are, remember that we are all Americans, and we are all united by one shared destiny.
You hear that? Listen to the crowd. I think that's what Americans have been dying to hear. Exactly that. Right, Rick?
You bet. 888-630-WMAL is the number. And again, there are a lot of people very hopeful, but let's see what Carmen has to say. You're calling from Texas, Carmen?
Yes, Merry Christmas,
and
thank you so much for taking my call.
Sure.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, a couple questions came to mind as she made that comment. One is, does she believe in God? And if she does, what does it say about her faith? Because as a Christian, I believe all things are possible through the Lord, and that should give all of us plenty of hope.
Absolutely, and I don't know if you heard any of the shows after the debates and after when I was on after the election. We sat there, when you get a group of New Jersey Catholics in a room, Italians get together in a room, we said the glorious mysteries of the rosary, and we said the prayer to St. Michael, and I will tell you, we meant it, because I agree with you. I think there's a certain amount of divine intervention and the power of prayer. So I agree with you 100%, and that's but see, Oprah will never ask that question.
Absolutely.
That question will never be asked by
you. Play a role in this.
Yep. Yeah. I agree with you. And you know what? People can laugh at us for that, Carmen. I don't care. It doesn't change my faith.
Exactly. Well, thank you so much for taking my call, and have a great day.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you very much, Carmen. 888-630-WMAL. Are you feeling hopeful? Maybe you're not feeling hopeful. Be interesting to get somebody that's not feeling the hope.
That's
not feeling the love here. 888-630-WMAL, 888-630-9625. Maria, you are on WMAL. How are you feeling?
Yes, sir. I have plenty of hope. I always do, because I'm a Christian. And I think Michelle is wrong. They are not ruling. And I think that's why, you know, they think hope is gone. While we are Christians, our hope will always be there. That's all I want to say. And I'm very happy for Mr. Trump. He won.
That's very well said. Thank you so much. Merry Christmas. That was very well said.
Maria, thank you for the call. 844 on WMAL Traffic and Weather coming up.
I want to give you a piece of financial advice for a great retirement. You need to learn about the 1010 IRA, a 10% simple interest annual rate of return IRA guaranteed for 10 years, followed up by increasing income you can't outlive. My friends, Dave and Lorette Ahrens, hosts of the Heroes Talk radio program here on WML every Sunday morning at 8 a.m. will provide you with all the details along with a free booklet and illustration on how the 1010 IRA will benefit you. They did it for me. I was amazed. The guaranteed 10% annual rate of return on your investment for 10 years is here. Learn how to move your 401k, TSP, or IRA into this 1010 IRA with no tax liability. Provide increasing income for you and your spouse for as long as you both shall live. Get your free information packet now. Call 888-411-4130. That's 888-411-4130. 888-411-4130.
8:45, mornings on the mall, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
270, starting with the good news. Once you get through Urbana and Hyattstown, a lot lighter than normal through Germantown and Rockville. Enjoy the trip there. On 95 Maryland, southbound as you pass 212, volume to get around the broken down, broken down. And then to get onto the Beltway, heavy into Greenbelt. The crash had been interloop at the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, no longer blocking, but off to the shoulder. Bethesda, Goldsboro Road, Massachusetts Avenue, still trying to clear that crash with delays on Goldsboro just as you come off of River Road. It's been a difficult morning in Arlington. The crash with the overturned vehicle, it's back on its wheels, but we still have westbound 50 Arlington Boulevard diverted at Fillmore Street. Eastbound is coming out of Seven Corners with extensive delays. That left lane looks like that's no longer blocked eastbound, but it's still a lot to check out. Now from Garage Door Repair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Much colder air now settling in. Gusty winds now backing down. Still northwesterly, 10 to 15 miles per hour today. The overcast mixes in with some sunshine. Probably make it back to 37. Most of us just holding in the mid to upper 30s all day. 25 tonight, outside the Beltway, colder. Tuesday, sunny, 42. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
32 degrees at 8:46. WMAL Mornings on the Mall continues. Mary Walter is here. I'm Rick Fowler. Brian and Larry have the morning off, and we're talking about hope. And if you missed Michelle Obama's comments, she's not looking so hopeful these days. And we asked you, how do you feel? Do you see hope in 2017?
What are you hopeful for? What do you hope to see Trump change to? Like, where is your hope lie? What is it? What part of it do you think is going to change?
Steve in Silver Spring, you're on WMAL. Are you hopeful?
Hey, good morning, Rick and Mary. Rick, I think you know me. Steve, Mr. Tipster, long time.
Yeah, how you doing?
Happy holidays to
Thank you. You too.
I'm a little scared. I'm afraid of what might come based on a lot of stuff that comes from the DNC side about hacking and so forth. It just, if they keep this up, it just makes a lot of people afraid. I am hopeful that Donald will prove all these people wrong. Sometimes I'm a little afraid of what comes out of Donald's mouth, like, for example, what he said about the Chinese keeping our drone. He said, go ahead and let them keep it. If it was me, President, I'd say, give me the daggone thing back right now. But I'm hopeful because I didn't want to see a continuation of the Obama practices and policies as people might have seen with Clinton. So I'm hopeful things are going to be better with Donald. I pray that it's going to be better with him. But again, I'm still afraid of what keeps on daily coming out from the DNC. It really frightens a lot of people.
I can see where it would cause fear because I was there. I get it. That was the fear I had in 08 and 2012. So I totally understand the fear. You know, so I get it. And I think we have to give him a chance, just like I had to give Obama a chance, and I had to function and hope that the process would work.
Let's go to Fort Washington. ISIS, you're on WMAL.
Yes, good morning and Merry Christmas to you guys.
Merry Christmas. I love that.
I just want to say a few words, a couple of things. I am so elated that Mr. Trump has won, because I prayed and I asked the Lord, please do for us what we can't do for ourselves. And behold, he did. He gave us Mr. Trump, and I am happy about that. I think he's going to be a wonderful president. And I, as an African-American woman, is disappointed in that statement that the First Lady made, because how dare her leave us with a negative blanket as she sails off into the sunset to live in a $1 million home and be taken care of properly forever with our tax money.
Yep.
Dare her leave us with that kind of a statement. You know, your husband came in with a change and the hope we were looking for. We thank him because he gave it to us.
ISIS. Thank you so much for calling on WMAL. 849, Mornings on the Mall.
Guys, Christmas is coming. This year, go with a win-win. Give her something that will make her feel hot and heat up your holiday. The super warm, world-famous Hoodie Footie by Pajamagram. Let's face it, it's hard to be hot when she's freezing cold. The Hoodie Footie combines the warmth of a hoodie with the coziness of footy pajamas. Head-to-toe warmth means she'll be cozy in no time. You can find all Hoodie Footie styles at Pajamagram.com, including the exclusive Mink Chocolate Hoodie Footie. Each Hoodie Footie has a drawstring hood and a full-zip front. Imagine getting to open that, especially if you opt for the Sweet and Sexy gift set. Includes a Hoodie Footie and Sexy Midnight Fantasy. Buy both today at Pajamagram.com and save $60. You don't even have to wrap. Every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, and Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs.
A better life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
Heart disease is the leading cause of death in the United States, but cancer is catching up. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. In 22 states, more people died from cancer in 2014 than from heart disease. That's according to new data just released by the CDC. If you rewind to 2002, this was true in just two states, Alaska and Minnesota. Good news and bad news. We are getting better at treating heart disease, but treatment for cancer is more complex, one expert told us. And we're not able to treat cancer as effectively as cardiovascular disease yet. Asian Americans and Hispanics traditionally have lower cardiovascular mortality, he said. By contrast, white and black Americans have not seen the same shift. The American Heart Association says the best way to prevent heart disease at any age is obviously a healthy diet and get adequate physical activity. It's simple advice, but it works. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
NFL fans, go to NFLShop.com today and check out the hottest brand-new officially licensed Nike apparel and New Era team headwear. Looking for the perfect holiday gift? NFL Shop is the perfect place to find a gift for you or anyone on your list.
You'll get no better than that, baby.
NFLShop.com is your source for the best selection of NFL products anywhere.
Let's go get it.
Go to NFLShop.com or call 877-NFL-SHOP today.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
If your carpets are like mine, they probably need a truly deep cleaning. And now is the time before the holidays. And Zero Res is ready to help with a really generous deal, the Zero Res 1010 holiday offer. Call and book your cleaning today, and Zero Res will donate $10 to the Fisher House Foundation. Plus, you'll save $10 off each room of carpet cleaning. So this way, everybody wins. You've heard me talk about Zero Res and the amazing clean they give your carpets. They clean my carpets, leaving them smelling fresh, feeling soft, looking brand new again. Listen, Zero Res always guarantees their work. All technicians are company employees, drug tested, background checked, bonded. They respect your time with prompt appointment arrivals. Plus, they bring their own water, so your supply is not tapped into. Don't delay. Get clean for the holidays with Zero Res's 1010 offer. $10 donated to Fisher House and $10 off each room of carpet cleaning. Minimum supply. Tell them Larry sent you. Call 703-382-1221. That's 703-382-1221 or online at ZeroResDCMetro.com. Spell it forwards or backwards. It's the same, Z-E-R-O-R-E-Z.
Patrick was way behind on his IRS taxes.
I was in way over my head. The total amount ended up being somewhere just over $30,000. $30,000.
Then the IRS came to collect.
Started getting letter after letter. A lien had been filed against me. They were going to basically like hang me completely out to dry.
He had to do something.
That's when I reached out to Optima Tax Relief.
Patrick's life quickly got a lot easier.
It was very easy. Pretty much hands off, you know. They picked up the ball and ran with it.
And how'd it go?
I couldn't believe it. I had to ask like two or three times. I saved an incredible amount of money.
How does Patrick feel about Optima?
Couldn't be happier. They definitely helped me. Optima Tax Relief. The best place to call. They're the best in the business.
Do what Patrick did and call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation. Call 800-968-9022. 800-968-9022. 800-968-9022.
Optima Tax Relief.
It's 8:55 now. WNAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Trying to wind down the rush hours, some of our tough spots will be Bethesda, Goldsboro Road, and Massachusetts Avenue. Goldsboro, right as you come off of River Road, still with the heavy volume. We have the crash in that intersection. Also, Arlington, boy, oh boy, westbound on 50, Arlington Boulevard. That's where the car that overturned at Fillmore Street. Looks like they're just about wrapped up with this westbound cleanup, but it's eastbound, the impact with the flow of the rush hour getting a little bit better, but as you come out of Seven Corners, still expect slowdowns near North Carlin Springs Road, again, inbound on 50 for that commute. On the freeway, westbound after the 3rd Street Tunnel, crash cleared. Now it's about clearing the delays. Update is brought to you by MedStar Heart and Vascular Hospital Center with over 200 physicians across 39 specialties. Named to Washingtonians 2016 Best Doctors List. To make an appointment with a specialist, call 202-877-DOCS or visit MedStarWashington.org. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
After highs in the 60s yesterday, back in the down, staying in the mid to upper 30s all day today. The clouds eventually giving way to sunshine and we lose the wind. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
32 degrees in the nation's capital at 8:56.
Hey, it's Brian Wilson here for my friends at Ackerman Security Systems. We'll be making New Year's resolutions very soon. One might be to save some money. So here's my advice to help you out. Don't keep overpaying for your home security monitoring service. Get secure with Ackerman Security. They can protect your home and family with reliable, certified monitoring at the great price of just $19.95 a month. Why Ackerman? Well, they're the only company with a guaranteed response time. Plus, it's real easy to make the switch and save. Ackerman can leave your existing equipment in place, and you get the peace of mind that comes with Ackerman monitoring starting at that great price of $19.95 a month. Now listen to this special offer valid for December only. Receive up to 6 months monitoring free when you switch or start service with Ackerman. That's double the normal incentive, all to help you save money in the new year and get protected. Call Ackerman Security now at 888-999-1070. That's 888-999-1070, online at AckermanSecurity.com.
Adventure knows no boundaries, but it knows all roads. The 2017 Discovery Sport was built for your pursuits. Lease a 2017 Discovery Sport SE for $429 per month for 39 months with $34.95 plus taxes, title, and fees due at signing. 1.9% APR limited term financing excluding taxes, title, and fees all due at signing. Includes $1,000 bonus credit now through January 3rd, 2017 during the Season of Adventure sales event. Visit your local DC Baltimore area Land Rover retailer or call 1-800-FIND-4WD for details. Land Rover, above and beyond.
Ever had that feeling when your heart flutters or skips a beat? It could be love, but it could also be atrial fibrillation or AFib. Left untreated, AFib can lead to blood clots, stroke, or heart failure. The AFib team at Inova Heart and Vascular Institute are worldwide leaders in new procedures that make treating heart arrhythmias less invasive, providing smoother recovery and better outcomes. Don't ignore the signs. Visit inova.org/heart. Inova. Join the future of health.
If you're looking for huge savings on a new Ford commercial vehicle, your timing couldn't be better. Announcing commercial van season at your local Ford dealer. Now get a great offer plus a big tax break for your business when you buy a new Ford truck or van by December 31st. There's never been a better time to upgrade and save. Right now, get up to $5,500 cash back on a 2016 Transit XL van or lease for only $399 a month. Or get a 2016 Transit Connect XL van with up to $4,000 cash back or lease for just $269 a month. Plus, deduct up to the entire purchase cost on your 2016 tax return. Tax guidelines based on IRS 179. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford Credit Commercial Lease. Taxes, title, and license fees extra. Lease payment may vary. Dealer determines price. Residency restrictions apply. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by 12/31/16. See dealer for qualifications and complete details. Visit buyfordnow.com and see your local Ford dealer today.
8:59 WMAL mornings on the mall. Rick Fowler, Mary Walter. Mary, that was fun.
It was a lot of fun. Have a wonderful Christmas.
And you too. A big day in Washington news, the Electoral College vote. And then tonight, Redskins football. Tomorrow, Larry is back with Scotty Nell Hughes and Joe DeGeneva. Trevor Maddich and Larry Kudlow and Chris Plant is next.
Can you imagine such a thing? So if the Redskins get the most yards tonight, do they win the football game? Is that is that how that works? I'm still trying to sort this out. I know liberals are having a lot of trouble with this. The Electoral College, death threats, police escorts, mayhem, an attempted coup.